Hello again, it's Cambridge Riffs. It's our 19th show, and it's about the first week in August. It's really muggy outside. It's been sunny, hasn't it, the last few weeks, but today it's a bit sort of overcast and muggy. That muggy reminds me of a joke. I might tell you after this next one, but maybe not. Okay, to kick off, we've got a track called Born to Destruct by Born to Destruct. Yeah, that was great. That was Born to Destruct by Born to Destruct. Really good. We don't play a huge amount of punk on this show, do we? But I think it's because I'm very... it has to be just right, you know. There's a lot of stuff. It just doesn't really quite sound... It doesn't quite get the spirit of punk, you know. I mean, I remember at the time they were... people used to discuss, that's not a punk band, you know, like the Stranglers, they're not a punk band. The Sex Pistols, oh, they're not a punk band, you know. So, with me, the more the guitar sounds like a new Rose, Mother Damned, the better it is. And that was a great guitar on that track. And the more it sounds like early Clash as well, the more I like it. So the drums sounded like that. So, yeah, that's good. Born to Destruct, check them out. I'm going to tell you this joke. I'll probably regret it. But I have these sort of favourite jokes that always make me smile year in, year out. You know, and the one about Muggy is the weatherman says... today will be muggy, followed by Tugi and Wengi. So there you go. I think it's good anyway. Okay, so, moving swiftly on. This next track's by a chap called Tom Conway. And I saw him at the Bun Shop. We were playing at the Bun Shop, and he was playing there as well. And he was just excellent. He had a fantastic bunch of songs. And he had lots of really good lines in, you know, very sort of wry and witty. This one's a little bit more serious, but first made me smile. It's the sort of stuff about a girl, you know, asking, she's going out and she asks if she looks okay. It's that sort of dreaded, does my bum look big in this line, you know, where whatever you say, you know, it's going to be wrong. I think he makes a good try at saying the right thing. And it's a good song anyway, and it's called You Look Fine by Tom Conway.
So very late in the evening. can't decide what clothes you're gonna wear. Another look won't alter your reflection. When you go back, your face will still be there. So I'll just sit and wait until you're ready. I know there's really nothing I can do. You'll see right through it if I overstate it. So please believe me when I say to you, you look fine, you look fine. Though I know you don't believe me. You're the sweetest little peach upon the tree. There's no other woman that I love, just you and no one else above. And that's the way it's always gonna be. Your voice was quaking one night as you told me about the ways that I made you feel good, about the way you feel, about the way you look. I never even realized I could. My astonishment just left me without anything to say. Of course, till now that I put this in song, I only wish I'd asked you if that was how you felt. Just what about yourself you thought was wrong? You look fine, you look fine. Though I know you don't believe me. You're the sweetest little peach up on the tree. There's no other woman that I love, just you and no one else above. And that's the way it's always gonna be. Do you want me to tell you that you're beautiful, when we both know that you aren't, nor am I? But if either of us really cared, I'd have a crush on some frigid airhead like you with some mirror squinting guy who'd never even see you passing by. You look fine, you look fine. Though I know you don't believe me. You're the sweetest little peach up on the tree. There's no other woman that I love, just you and no one else above. That's the way it's always gonna be. That's the way it's always gonna be.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? I hope you like that. That was excellent, great voice. And he sounds a bit like Kevin Ayers, I thought. Do you know Kevin Ayers? He used to be in, long time ago, he used to be in Soft Machine, in the first sort of Soft Machine album. Then he left and did a couple of albums called Shooting at the Moon and Joy of a Toy. And he's got that same sort of deep, rich voice and some great songs, you know. And those Tom Conway songs are really good as well. So check him out on his MySpace account. You can find all the links for him and all the other bands on our website, cambridgeriffs.co.uk. So yeah, have a look. Okay, so as the next band is Cozy Cozy. We've played these guys before, they've got Cambridge Riffs in their top friends, which is always good. You know, I mean, you know, obviously not bribery, but you know, we like bands that put them up there. So the last time we played them was a while ago. They had a singer called Jo Duvet in the band, and she was great, but she's moved on now. They've got another great singer as well now, and they've had quite a lot of lineup changes, you know, so they've sort of, that's a bit of a relaunch, I suppose, but they still sound great. Listen to this. It's called Milk Tray, and it's got a great guitar solo, and you know, it's just one note, you know, it's a real Neil Younger sort of, not only one note, but it just goes, you know, D 64 times or something, you know, just exactly the same. It's really good. Okay, so here they are, Cozy Cozy with Milk Tray.
Not to forget. I got a fistful of love.
Yes, that was cozy with Milk Tray. That was great. And I was looking on their website, or MySpace, you know, and it was saying there was rest reviews, and it said, you know, this band really put a smile on your face, and they do. But actually, and then I thought of that, you know, really put a smile on your face, and I just been to see Batman. What does he do? Oh, The Dark Knight, with Heath Ledger as the Joker, and that thing about, you know, smile on his face made me feel a bit spooky, because he's got this rather horrid smile with it's been cut with a knife, you know, and he's just great though. If you haven't seen it, he's just totally chilling, fantastic, and it's a pity he's gone now, because he's just good, you know. So if the film's finished by the time you hear this, get out the DVD and listen to it. It's really good. Okay, so this next artist is a chap called AD. We've played him before. Played actually right at the beginning on the second show, I think it was. And he's just put out a new batch of songs. This is one of them called Something You Forgot. And I like this one because it's, you know, it's actually drenched in guitar effects, things like that. And usually that just doesn't work at all. It sounds awful, but this sounds, you know, he really knows how to use them, and it works really well. And actually, this has got a good guitar solo and a different sort of thing again, like a tiny gem of a guitar solo, about, you know, one bar I think it is or something like that, but it almost sounds a bit like a violin. It's see if you can catch it. So here he is, Something You Forgot by AD.
Things you always need.
Yeah, that was AD with Something You Forgot. I really like that, actually. I like it more as I listen to it more. I like the way the vocals are mixed really quite low compared to the backing. Yeah, that's good. And yeah, talking about guitar solos and guitars and things, actually, it was quite good the other day with the band I play, Mystery Train, you know, we like guitars in that band, basically, you know, as most musicians do. And I bought myself a new bass guitar a few months ago, a Hofner sort of violin bass like Paul McCartney. And Rob in the band had bought himself a Les Paul Junior, you know, quite cheap one, but it sounds really good. I think it's an Epiphone copy, possibly, and that sounds great. And Malcolm had just recently bought a sort of thing like a Gibson 335, but again, it's a copy, but it wasn't hugely expensive. But it looks really great and sounds really great, you know. And I went up to Peter, the guitarist in our band, and I said, "Peter, you know, everybody in the band's bought a new guitar, and you haven't bought one for a while, you know." And it was really funny, the expression on his face. He suddenly sort of looked, you know, quite scared, as if to say, you know, almost like a panicky, and thought, "Oh no," you know. And I sort of thought I'd got to him, but I didn't expect him to buy another guitar. And then, like, he's got an email about a week later, and he'd bought another guitar. So that was excellent. Guitars, you can't have enough of them. Anyway, okay, so okay, this next artist is called The Early Electric, and it's one person, actually, a chap called Adam Crothers, and I met him through the Mystery Train band, actually, through Malcolm Mystery Train, and he quite often comes along and sings at some of our gigs and Malcolm's acoustic nights, and he's just great. He writes fantastic songs. I mean, you know, we try, and some of us in the band try and write songs, and we struggle to get even a half decent one out every 6 months or something like that. But Adam, he comes along and says, "Oh, I've written three new songs tonight, and they're all good." Yeah. So take a listen to this. It's The Early Electric, and it's a song called Magpie Song.
Magpies are coming, gonna take me away from you. Magpies are coming, gonna take me away from you. I hear Captain Hook and his garage band singing sha-la-la, I'm a worried man, I'm up on deck, lonely and I'm one of the crew. Magpies are coming, gonna take me away from you. Magpies are coming, gonna lead me to my home. Magpies are coming, gonna lead me to my home. In a lemon yellow hat and matchbox shoes, I'll sing a few bars of those crocodile blues and blow a kiss goodbye to these wishing stones. Magpies are coming, gonna lead me to my home. One, two, three, and how are you today? We found bits of broken mirror and that's okay. Magpies are coming, gonna carry my body high. Magpies are coming, gonna carry my body high. One lost boy who won't be found, picking at the gold in the cold, cold ground. I've lined my pockets with pennies from a coconut shy. Magpies are coming, gonna carry my body high. I'm up on deck, lonely, and I'm one of the crew.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? That's Adam Crothers as The Early Electric. A song called Magpie Song. Check out his other songs, because they're really good on MySpace. They're really good. And he's a poet as well, a great poet. If you go Crothers WordPress. You can find some of his poems there on the web, and they're pretty impressive too. The lyrics in the song are they got some really good imagery. I don't know what they're about, obviously, you know. But you know, who cares, eh? I mean, Bob Dylan's alleged to have said, when asked what his songs were about, apart from saying, you know, they're about 7 minutes and all that stuff, which he did say once, that he also said they're not about anything, they're just words, you know, and obviously that's not entirely true, but I know what he means. I'm rambling here. Adam Crothers, The Early Electric. Okay, so this next band is a band called Emmy the Great, and somebody contacted me about them, a chap called Philip Richards. I don't know what connection he's got with the band. I don't know if he's in the band or a manager or something. He'd heard a show that I did a while ago when I was talking about songs about guitars. I can't remember which song I played, but he'd heard it and it stuck in his mind. And he'd sent me this Emmy the Great bunch of tracks, one of which was called My Guitar. Really nice, sort of gentle stuff. I don't know if it'll come across on the radio if you're in the car or something, so listen to it at home because it's really quite quiet. The track I picked was a track called The Woods. Here they are, Emmy the Great.
December came faster than most, and before we knew it, it was cold. And you turned to me as if to say that we should not have come this way. You didn't ask a question, so I had no reply. And we came upon a congregation, and we turned our faces to the constellations, singing, we are both believers now. But still there was no voice in the cloud. You see, the stars are not our conscience. They are just another light in our eyes. In eyes. They are just another light keeping us blind. Long time I had loved you, me, and long time traveled in your company, but I see the road before us is split, and I know that I should follow it. But I know that I will find you when the morning spreads its breath across the night. Find you in the morning at the end of my life. December's road is long and it's rough, and sometimes I get really tired and stuck, but I keep the thought that when I die, they will carry me and lay me by your side. They will carry me and lay me by your side. And in amongst the dirt, at last our roads again.
Yeah, that was The Woods by Emmy the Great. That's really nice. That version actually I downloaded from iTunes with it had Lightspeed Champion on as well, so it wasn't the one on the CD, but I thought it would sound better on the radio, so that was The Woods. Yeah, that's good. That song about the guitars, it was one by Adi, actually, we've just played, called Jagstang, maybe that's what it was. Can't really remember, actually. But there's another one which I could play in the future by Sam Watkins, who we've played before, and it's called I Love You Like My Telecaster. And that's a good compliment, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, non-guitar folk might not realise what a compliment is. If you say, I love you like my Telecaster, that's, you know, the ultimate accolade. Anyway, okay, so there's another band who contacted me, asked me to play a track, Midnight Schemes they're called, and I checked them out on MySpace, and they've got some great stuff, and this one I really like, it's called 60 Science. Yeah, that last track was called "Invisible Enemies" by Russell Tace, and they're all quite short on their MySpace account, but they were good. So that was just a little one I tacked on to the end of the previous track, which was by Midnight Schemes, and it's called 60s Science, which is good as well. I mean, a great rhythm section in that band, fantastic bass and drums and stuff like that, and a nice little guitar solo too. So yeah, Midnight Schemes, check them out. Okay, so this next band is a band called Project 151, and they've got some sort of quite loud ones on MySpace, but this is a more quiet one. I quite like this, actually. It's just a nice, well, in a way, it's sort of a bit of an old-fashioned song, you know. Really, it reminds me a bit of the sort of stuff that Vampire Weekend do, you know. It's really good, and it's called Sorry Sophie, and it's Project 151.
Say, I wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I miss you.
Sorry, Sophie by Project 151. I really like the sort of harmony vocals in the chorus there. It's not harmony, they're sort of, you know, singing something slightly different than the main singer. That's good. Project 151. Okay, so this is this next band's Under the Street Lamp. And someone from the band Alistair contacted me, and they've got a new single out called Anything Nothing. And he sent that to me. And then he sent another one afterwards and said he thought this might be more to my taste. I'm not quite sure why, but it's good, actually. It's called Day at the Seaside. And, yeah, this is it, Day at the Seaside.
It's a bright, breezy day down a sunny hunting bay, and the people are flocking there like sheep. There's a child in the seas, mama's saying, baby, it's too deep. And she can tell that she's about to go through hell. And daddy's yelling at her mom, little brother's sucking his thumb. Baby, sister's got ice cream on her face. She got fun on her back. She got sand in her, and all she wants to do is come home to you. As the hours pass by, there's not a cloud in the sky, and she
gets up and she strolls along the shore. Kids riding donkeys passing by, she can almost nearly smile. But this joy is sure to live, cause she just trotting donkey shit. Daddy's yelling at her mom, little brother's sucking his thumb, baby sister's got ice cream on her face. She got fun on her back, she got sand in her. All she wants to do is come home to you.
Yeah, that was Under the Street Lamp, A Day at the Seaside. I really like the seagulls at the beginning of that. You can really, you can make yourself feel, I don't know whether I should tell you this really, but anyway, you can, if you, well, you're walking along pebbles or something like that and you close your eyes and make seagull noises, you can really imagine you're on a beach. So try it one day. It really works. Yes, okay. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yes, that sort of interrupted rhyme about mud down your back, you know, that's quite good. Actually, that's called an interrupted rhyme, where they don't say the second bit of the rhyme because they think it might be rude. I don't know what it's called. There's probably a special name for it. Anyway, there you go. Under the Street Lamp, Day at the Seaside. We saw them live relatively recently. They were playing on a bill with Mystery Train, and they do some great songs, their own songs, and some fantastic covers as well. I think they did Janis Joplin's song, In a Piece of My Heart. She's got a great voice, so check them out. This next band is Rude Mechanicals, and we played them before. They're always good value, we'll probably play them again, actually. And this is it's a song called Science.
Is there a need? Must all things be listed? You ask me, do I understand you? And my reply, oh yes, 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 yes. Do I know why we kiss, kiss, kiss? How could I know? How should I know? Can I look at a purple flower and do anything but admire? Oh, place it on the chopping board of science to pull apart and destroy. Know it physically, like that, what it is and how it reacts. But I do not understand why a butterfly changes to dust into a butterfly. I only wonder, I only guess. I do not even understand myself, so why should I understand you? I will place you on the chopping board of science to pull apart and destroy.
Mechanicals, a track called Science. That's really good. I really like the sort of sounds they make in that band. The sort of background sounds fantastic. And it's a good phrase, putting you on the chopping board of science. I like that. Rude Mechanicals. This is the last track of the show. And this is by the Electric Crinolines. And we played a really great track from them before, called Data Body. I don't know if you heard it. Check back on the show if you missed it. That was really good. And there's another good one by them. It's called James Benning. And I don't know who James Benning is, actually. Hang on a second. I'll just check on Google. Just talk among yourselves while I click, click, click here. Google. Okay, you got... Okay, James Benning. First one's James Benning, estate agent. I think that's it. James Benning, player profiles, surreycricket.com. I don't know about that. James Benning, film director, Wikipedia. Ah, that looks more like it. James Benning, born 1942 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is an American filmmaker. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's just a friend of theirs called James Benning. Anyway, and this song... The chorus of this has been really getting on my mind, you know, because I was singing along, you know, James Benning, and it was, I woke up, I couldn't sleep with the sort of hot weather recently, and I woke up, and there it was in my head, James Benning, James Benning. Scary. Anyway, see what you think. Here they are, the Electric Crinolines and James Benning.
I shot nothing, nothing but the view. I shot nothing, nothing but the view. Making movies on telephone, all you see is this. Making movies on telephone, all you see is this.
Yeah, great. The Electric Crinolines are with James Benning. And I particularly like that verse with all the tube stations in. Sound like a round of Mornington Crescent. Although there's something called Ivory Corner. I didn't really recognise that. Maybe I misheard it. Anyway, yeah, James Benning. Okay, so that's the end of the show. The next show, I'll try and do it a bit sooner, actually. I think we left quite a while between the last one was in May, so I'll try and do the next one a bit sooner. But it's a 20th show, so I'll try and make it a bit special. So if you know any bands who I haven't played and you'd like us to play, or just you want us to play again, you know, get in contact. It's always nice to hear from you. And we'll try and make the next show a real special one. Okay, so thanks for listening. Take care and watch out for the next show.